a decision on whether you want your medical records to be part of the government's central digital database. The opt-out period for the MyHealth system ends next week, and as the deadline edges closer, the government's announced it will improve privacy by limiting who has access to the database. But Labor says more still needs to be done. Stephanie Boris reports.
If you search for information about the MyHealth system, you'll find videos online outlining the benefits of signing up.
All of these records are stored digitally. We can just log on to my health record and everything's right there. It's not relying on me recalling everything that's happened these last few years.
The government wants every Australian to have their medical details stored on a digital database so they can be accessed by medical professionals anywhere at any time. But a Senate inquiry into the database raised a number of privacy concerns, and Health Minister Greg Hunt says the government is now making changes.
It is a remarkably strong system by Australia and international standards, but importantly, we're adding changes to Labor's original legislation to provide additional safeguards.
As to what they are, employers will be banned from requesting information from a MyHealth record. There will be greater protections for victims of domestic violence, so a person cannot access a child's health record if they have restricted access to the child or pose a risk. And Greg Hunt says private health insurers will not have access to health information or de-identified data.
There can't be access to for any commercial purposes, and the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare looks at it in terms of research and public health purposes, but no commercialisation.
The changes are very similar to what Labor was calling for. Shadow Health Minister Catherine King is welcoming the announcement, but says the government shouldn't have taken so long to act.
Labor initiated a Senate inquiry, which Minister Hunt said was nothing more than a stunt. The government is now saying that it is prepared to adopt those amendments. We're getting a briefing on that today, and we'll have a look at the detail of those to see whether they actually go far enough.
The government changed the MyHealth system from opt-in to opt-out, and since then, more than 1 million people have now said no to having a digital medical record. Australians have until next Thursday to make a decision, and Catherine King says that deadline needs to be extended.
At the bare minimum, the government's own legislation to fix up all of these problems will not have passed the Parliament by the time the opt-out period starts. So by the government's own measure, it needs to extend the opt-out period in order to make sure that all of this legislative safety is in place.
The Australian Medical Association's Dr. Chris Moy is warning against any further delays.
Ongoing delays also delay benefits of it. So, I mean, very disconnected health system we have is a serious problem. The MyHealth record is at least an important part of the solution to that.
The government has no intentions of changing the date. Speaking on RN Breakfast, Health Minister Greg Hunt was keen to highlight the success of the program so far.
After 6 years and 6 million enrolments, there still hasn't been a single case that's been identified of abuse of MyHealth information.
And he says to ensure people don't abuse the system, there will now be larger penalties for anyone who misuses the database, with criminal penalties increasing from 2 to 5 years jail and fines almost tripling to $315,000. But the Australian Privacy Foundation's Dr. Bernard Robertson-Dunn says he doesn't think larger penalties will deter people.
To try and rely on legislation to fill the gaps is naive at the best. Legislation does not prevent crime. It only punishes those who are discovered who have committed a crime.
Aside from the changes announced today, the Health Minister has also agreed to a review into who can access the medical records of children, particularly those aged between 14 to 17 years.
Stephanie Boris reporting.